The second guideline is to separate feelings from the behaviors. The question is, what kinds of behaviors are okay or not okay? That takes a lot of time for many children to discern. Often when they have certain emotions, let's say anger, and they've been punished for something, they fuse together the emotions they felt and the behavior that they were punished for. They also believe that even feeling certain emotions is already being bad. It's very important to help children see that feelings are just a part of us. They arise and we need to look at them. There's nothing wrong with feelings. They are natural. The third guideline we tell children is that you can't think until you're calm. This is a sort of a mantra, if you will, in our classrooms. We tell children they must calm down first so that they can see clearly what's happening, and then see what to do about it. What action should be taken about the emotion? We say this over and over again, and we teach specific ways to calm down when they have these feelings. The Dalai Lama wanted to know, when you tell the children first of all that they should calm down so they can assess the emotion and see what to do about it, isn't that already telling them to modify their emotions? Well, Mark replied, it's telling them to handle the arousal. We don't want them to get rid of the emotion. We want them to calm down so they can say to themselves, I'm angry. Now, what can I do about this? Why am I angry? We tell them to modify the arousal of that emotion, not that the emotion shouldn't be dealt with, but that first we have to calm down and use our intelligence. The fourth guideline that we use is the golden rule, Mark went on. We think this is a very important age-old piece of wisdom. We say to children, treat others the way you want to be treated. The idea here, of course, is to invoke taking the perspective of others. These are four fundamental guidelines that we try to put across to children on a repeated basis, over and over again, and not only to the children, but also to the teachers, the principal, and other staff working with the children.